But he says, your enemy shall reign over you, those that hate you. How would you like for a bunch of Muslims to come out? How would you like for God to let it go so far, or we cause it to go so far, that these Muslims come out of ground? And do you know, the other day I was watching a little video that somebody sent me about the Muslims. Know your enemy. And it was a little three-year-old girl. And she was asked, what are you supposed to do to Christians and Jews? She said, kill them. Who told you to kill Christians and Jews? She said, Allah. 3 years old. Have they trained them well? It's a shame. We're not training our children to love. We're not telling them what the Word of God says. But they're training theirs to kill you. So they're an enemy that's going to rule over us in this nation if we don't obey God and start serving Him and doing what He says. And I can't imagine what this country would be like with a Muslim government. Can you? How would you like to have a man as president of the United States that will not pledge allegiance to the flag, that when it's being spoken, turns and looks another direction? And somebody would vote for him? There's something wrong. When you go and check him out, you'll find out that he was not even born in America. His parents was not born in America. And his whole family is involved with a big fall that was, they tried to overtake Africa. And his whole family is involved in that Muslim group down there. You check him out. Hey, if you were, well, like I said, if you vote for him, you're something really, really, really wrong with you. I will set my face against you. And you shall be slain before your enemies. They that hate you shall reign over you, and you shall flee when none pursues you. You're going to live in terror. And if you will not, yet for all this hearken unto me. Now this is just the beginning point. This is only the first stage. And if you will not yet for all this hearken unto me, then I will punish you 7 times more for your sins. Well, let's see what some of those include. Let's go to the second bunch. And I will break the pride of your power, and I will make your heaven as iron and your earth as brass. Sound like you ain't going to get through when you pray? And ain't no use going out there and plowing the field? Because it's going to be hard as brass. What's going to grow in brass? Nothing. And your strength shall be spent in vain. For your land shall not yield her increase, neither shall the trees of the land yield their fruit. Okay, if we have no production of crops, is it going to be a little hard to eat that brass? Most of us in this room, or at least I hope most of us in this room, have never had to go a day without food unless you wanted to be on a fast. You don't know what it would be like. The longest fast I have ever been on, Cheryl and I went on it together, we went 18 and a half days without any food at all. Not at all. And we worked every day. But at the end of that 18 days, Cheryl was so weak she could hardly walk. Now, how would you like to go 3 or 4 or 5 weeks without food and it wasn't a controlled fast? You just didn't have nothing to feed yourself or your children. Wouldn't that be awful? But as God says, this is what He's going to do. If that first phase don't get our attention, and we're past the first phase, it didn't get our attention. I mean, when I think about the governor of Ohio talking on the news the other day, when I watched him on the news channel in the hotel, he had all kinds of things to say about rebuilding and starting over. But he never said one single thing about, folks, we need to start with God. We need to come back and start, we need to repent of our sins, and we need to come back and start serving the Lord Jesus Christ. There was not one single thing said about God. It's all about us. We're a group of people. We can rebuild our state, and we can make our state a great state. Well, if you don't put God first in it, I don't care what you do. That's just like Schwarzenegger out there. Oh, you know, the last report I heard about California,
after I'd read the report that only been 500 and something lightning strikes in any given year that started a fire until he made the decision that male could marry male or female could marry female. And the next day, I think it was the 21st of June, the next day after he made that public decision that he had voted to vote down what the people wanted, I understood 60% of the people didn't want this, but they went over the judges and he went over their head and said it's okay and made it a law that they can marry pervert, can marry pervert. I mean, that's what they are. God calls them that, you know, so why can't I call them that? God loves a human being, but he hates the sin. And he calls them a pervert in his word. And so, obviously, he didn't like it because within the next two or three days, there was thousands of lightning strikes in the state of California, which lit thousands of fires. And there's been 1 million acres of land burned so far. 1 million acres, and there's still 2,500, is it 20, no, 25,000 men. 25,000 men that have been called in from all kinds of states and 1,700 pieces of firefighting equipment from 40 other states come to help put out the fires in California. Isn't that amazing? And why don't we see this? Who has ever called Governor Schwarzenegger and said, Governor, you know, y'all got to serve Jesus out there? Because you made these wrong decisions, you're making God mad. You know, they'd think you were a complete idiot. You know that? But that's okay. If they're not willing to change, let's see what happens. And then he says, and your strength, and also, I will also send wild beasts among you. Now, a while ago he said he was going to do away with the wild beasts, right? Now then, he's going to send them among you. Somebody said, well, gee, God might have to wait till he grows up a wild beast. This is the Creator God. If he wanted to send a host of lions against the people in California, all he'd have to do is say, bam, there'd be 5,000 lions standing down there. I mean, how did he make the first man? And he said, and bam, he was, right? I mean, you know, God, he ain't limited in power. I mean, he is not limited in power. We don't know who he is. We have no idea who this God is. But he says, I will also send wild beasts among you, which shall rob you of your children. Those wild beasts are going to kill your babies. Somebody said, God would never do nothing like that. I mean, he said he would, didn't he? And destroy your cattle and make you few in number. That's just like we ministered to a person out there at Hobbs that was all heart broke because they had been involved with the coyotes, because the coyotes, they were involved in trapping and killing coyotes because they're killing so many of the livestock. What did God say he's going to do? What does that tell me about them people out there on them ranches? They ain't serving God. So they're trying to stop the coyotes from killing their animals. And who's sending them? God. And he has an endless supply. Now then, how are you going to stop it? How are you going to stop it? Fall on your knees and start worshiping the King. Amen. Get everybody out there to start going to church. Tell them Jesus is the Lord. And when everybody repents and starts going to church, what's going to happen to the coyote population? It's going to go away. They're going to stop killing your cattle. They're going to stop killing your baby goats and sheep and all that stuff. But people don't have a clue that this Bible says this and that God is sending these things. They don't see Him. But he's the one doing it. And he's doing it because of their sin. Then he says, I'll destroy your cattle and I'll make you few in number and your high ways shall be desolate. Wow. Boy, we sure got a lot of highways in America, don't we? Right now, they're pretty stopped up in some places. But if we keep doing what we're doing, you may be able to go to downtown Dallas from here in 20 minutes. No problem. Maybe so few people on the road. Ain't going to be a problem. Let's see what he says next verse. Then he says, and if you will not be reformed by me by these things. Now, I mean, this is, it's getting worse. But will walk contrary unto me, then will I also walk contrary unto you, and I will punish you yet 7 times for your sins. So the first two sections was tough enough for me. I don't want to go there. The first section was too tough for me. The second section, oh, really? But let's see what the third section is. Let's go again. And I will bring a sword upon you. Uh-oh. This is where we are today, folks. And I will bring a sword upon you that shall avenge the quarrel of my covenant. And when you are gathered together within your cities, I will send the pestilence among you, and you shall be delivered into the hand of the enemy. Ain't nothing you can do. You can fight all you want to. The enemy is going to pursue us and overtake this nation. Who's behind all this? God. Somebody said, well, you know, those Muslims, their God is the one doing this. No. The King of the universe is the one that's doing this. He's the one in charge. And when I have broken the staff of your bread, 10 women shall bake your bread in one oven. And they shall deliver you your bread again by weight, and you shall eat and still not be satisfied. There ain't going to be many ovens, are they? 10 women going to get to cook bread in one little oven. Everybody ain't going to have your own home with your big fine ovens and cook your bread and set it down to your table and everybody eat till they're full. You're going to get such a little tiny bit, and when you eat, you're not going to be satisfied. Now, he's talking to people that's going to disobey him. And that includes today most of the church. Most of the church is not obedient to God. Let's see what the next verse says. And if you will not for all this hearken unto me, but walk contrary unto me, then I will walk contrary unto you also in fury. And I, even I, will chastise you 7 times for your sins. Now this is another set of 7. Let's see what he says there. And you shall eat the flesh of your children. This has gone a little too far for me. By this time, I would hope that somebody would get some sense in their head. And we're down nearly to that point. We're down to the point of where the enemy, the next step in this country is for the enemy to come and overtake this country.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.